They are pals and then they are pallas. Those that were there for you during life's most painful moments, from the loss of a loved one to a financial constraint, a terminal illness to a victim of crime. They were there for you when tragedy brought you to your knees. This Ramadan, Radio Islam brings you the Pillar of Strength Tribute Campaign, a campaign that pays tribute to society's hidden heroes, an opportunity for you to thank those people that walked into your life and left a permanent footprint. In no more than 500 words, tell us your story by paying tribute to the one that helped you during a difficult time. Some gave money, some gave you a hug, and some just listened. No matter what, such heroes deserve a tribute. Email submissions to yoyo@radioislamlive.com. That's yoyo@radioislamlive.com. Fax to 011-854-7024 or drop off at our reception. A prize will be awarded to the winning tribute. Radio Islam International, 97 to 2017, 20 years of inspiration.
Great news, the overall winner walks away with 5,000 rand cash. And if your story is selected to play on air, you get a 300 rand voucher from Adegas in Fallsburg.
My pillar of strength. When trying to conceive, we go through a whirlwind of emotions. Nobody understands unless they went through it themselves. There are days when you are hopeful, positive, and excited. Days when you are down, and there are days when all hope is lost. There is nobody that I can depend on besides my dear husband. The thing I hated most about not falling pregnant were the questions. When are you getting a baby? They would ask, if it was in my hands. I hated the questions because I really didn't know what to tell them. It wasn't their business, I thought. But my husband, sensing my annoyance, would reply, make dua because we are making effort. It was embarrassing. I wish the earth could just swallow me at that moment. But I appreciated that he found humor in my awkward situation. I was depressed, especially since everyone around me was falling pregnant. But my husband stood by my side. He cheered me up when I needed it. The most importantly, he reassured me that everything is in Allah's hands and whatever happens, happens for the best. With treatment, I fell pregnant, but by 12 weeks, I had miscarried. I was devastated, and I know he was too. Yet he remained strong for me. He nursed me physically, but most importantly, mentally. I was falling apart, and he was the glue that held me together. My biggest fear was that he could get married again. Marry someone who is fertile, someone who can give him children. But he always told me that he only wanted children from me. I know it's not a romantic line, but that is the most romantic thing my husband ever told me. He might not buy me flowers every week, or take me on exotic holidays, but he is all that I need. He is there when I need him, gives me a shoulder to cry on, listens to my sad, soppy stories, but most importantly, he keeps me focused on what is right. His advice is so profound. Sometimes we get lost, thinking that medication is the cure. But he always reminds me that Allah gives the cure and the medication is just the means. It is something that we all know. But try remembering that when you are desperate, when you are down and out, the best advice I ever received from him was, whenever someone asks you that dreadful question, just tell them to make dua for us because you never know whose du'as will get accepted. That is so true. Nowadays, we don't want anyone to know our business. We dwell in our secret misery. Yet, if we ask people to sincerely make dua for us, we might just come out of it. Alhamdulillah. I have a child now after a long, rocky road. I am ever so grateful for an amazing man by my side. I would have collapsed a long time ago, but my husband, my pillar of strength, has kept me up, and inshallah, he always will. Submitted by Anonymous.
Is more than just three words mumbled before bedtime. Love is sustained by action, a pattern of devotion in the things we do for each other every day. Nicholas Sparks.